All right. Man, thank you, guys. What an awesome job. Thank y'all, Peyton, Tommy, for leading, man. That was awesome. I want to take you to Psalm 13 is where we're at this week. Let me read this and we'll pray. How long, O Lord, will you forget me? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider me and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. We pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that as the rain falls, as my brother prayed over us a minute ago, Father, we just pray that your spirit would fall down. We pray that, Father, this is not coincidence for the people that are in this circle. You have a reason and a purpose for each person being here today, and that is so much beyond. As good as it is, God, chicken Alfredo and shrimp Alfredo are good things, but your gospel is even better. And so someone may be here today that said, man, I need something in my belly. But God, you have something for their spirit, and we thank you for that. And so rain down. If it even rains harder as we pray, God, that's fine. We just pray that your Holy Spirit would rain down as well. And so, Father, speaking this times, I am just a man. I have no words to offer other than the words that you give me. And so, Holy Spirit, would you speak louder than any voice? We pray it all the time, but voices that have been spoken over us, maybe voices and words of curses that have said we're no good, or God is not there for us, or maybe even the voices that we place there, the things that we've said, the accusations that we believe. Father, would you speak louder than those voices today? Any voice, a voice from the enemy, would you speak louder? Let us know that we are loved and that we have the opportunity to be sons and daughters of a holy Father. We love you, and we pray and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody with me this morning? Everybody good? Man, I want to be honest. I kind of have a love-hate relationship with the days that it rains out here. I don't have quite the head for it. It gets cold as the rain falls. At least I don't mess my hair up. But I kind of hate it in that way. It's kind of tough to deal with, but I love it for this right here. Look at everybody gathered in together, right? You can't wander off on days like this. If you do, you're going to get soaking wet, right? So we love this. We love a day like today when we're all in together. This is the family of God. If you want a picture of what heaven is going to look like, hopefully without the rain, this is it. All different walks of life, all different backgrounds, but yet together in one name. That is what we are here to celebrate this morning. I want to ask you an honest and real question this morning. I want to read verse 1 again, and I want you to just maybe think in your mind, does this sound like something you have ever said? If so, you're in good company, because David is the man who utters this, and David, we see in Scripture, is a man after God's own heart. You've heard that, right? This is a guy that had a heart language, a love language with the Father, and here is what he says. How long, O Lord, will you forget me? Will you forget me forever? Man, isn't it easy to feel like that, right? It's maybe tough to be honest and say, yeah, I feel like that. But maybe on a day like today and where life has you, it's real easy to say, God, how long? How long will you forget me? Will you forget me forever? You see, I believe in someone's life, they've had events after events and wounds after wounds that maybe have spoken and maybe have been at a place where you are beginning to believe the voices that you hear in your head. And I just want to say today that that voice may not be the voice of God. See, you may have resigned yourself to be at a place of saying, God, you've forgotten me. And I guess you'll forget me all my days. And somehow that voice has become so occurrent, it's become so regular that it almost feels like truth. You have bought into the idea that, God, you have forgotten me. And because of my situation here on this earth, you have forgotten me. And how long will you forget me? God, will you forget me forever? And that is what it feels like. I want to tell you that that's a tough place to be, but David finds himself there. We have all been in this place, either the choices that we've made or the hands that have been dealt to us, the wounds and the messages that they have delivered. We have all been there, that life just isn't fair, and God, will you forget me forever? I find it encouraging to say that if you feel that same way today, that the man after God's own heart, the one who sinned big, but he also repented big, that was the joy that David had in God. Created me a new heart, God, is this same David. But he too is at a moment where he says, God, have you forgotten me? And God, not only have you forgotten me, will you forget me forever? In other words, where are you, God? It's real easy to face a situation in life and to feel that very same way. God, have you forgotten me? And not only have you forgotten me, will you forget me forever? Will you please show up? Where are you? In fact, you may be someone that's come out here week after week and you hear the good news, you hear the gospel of Jesus, and you hear over and over someone like me or others out here or with a smile or with a helping of chicken Alfredo that God loves you, and you say, no, he doesn't. The voice in your head says, no, he doesn't. He's forgotten me. Where is he gone? If God loves me, where is he at? Why will he not show up in my situation? If you feel that way, you're not alone. Every person in this circle has felt that way at one point or another and may be feeling it and walking in that right now. Life just isn't fair, and God, are you hiding? Are you playing a cosmic game of hide and seek because I can't seem to find you anywhere I look? God, where are you? Do you even care? Are you ever going to show up? There's a passage, this same passage in the Message. It's a paraphrase. I love this. Here's what it says in verse 1 where we read in this other translation, how long, O Lord, will you forget me? Listen to what it says. Long enough, God. You've ignored me long enough. Ever feel that way? God, you're just ignoring me. I pray and it just feels as if my prayers are bouncing out there somewhere and you're not listening because I'm in dire need and you have forgotten me. God, where are you? Will you ever show your face again? Maybe you're like a friend we met on the street that says, I used to hear God's voice, but it's been so long, I don't know that I can hear it anymore. Maybe the other voices have become so real and so occurring. And so every day it just seems like that voice is there telling you you're no good. And that's true for other people, but not for you. God doesn't love you anymore. And that voice has become so real that maybe that feels like truth. Long enough, God. You've ignored me long enough. You see, we make agreements, and agreements can be strong and they can be powerful. We can say, life is tough, God must not care for me anymore. And we make the agreement with that and we just believe it. God, you don't love me anymore, because if you did, you would show up. God, I don't hear your voice anymore. You must not care about me. And we believe that and we make agreement and say, I'll never hear from him again. Today is the day to break agreements. Today is the day to let that down and say, you know what? I'm going to believe what this Bible is telling me. I'm going to believe that there is a God in heaven that cares for me and loves me. And listen to me. I want you to look this way, even in the back. Look up here, okay? Look at me. I want you to know that right now you could say, in my life, the circumstances I have, there is no way that God loves me. I want to tell you a bitter truth, and I wish I had better news, but we live in a broken world, a world at war, a world in chaos. Your situation in life has nothing to do with if God loves you or not. He loves you. He cares for you. He died for you. He died in your place. I want to tell you, this is something that you've heard over and over, but I want you to let that sink in this morning. Understand that not only do your circumstances, but your sin has no bearing on whether he loves you or doesn't. It doesn't matter what you have done, what you're doing, or what you will do, that God loves you with the truth of the gospel. He loves you forever. And he loves you in a way that is deep and is a love that is there, no matter what the voices are saying. You may say, I've been forgotten. God must be ignoring me. And then these agreements can become the lens that we view life from. If we make the agreements long enough, if we listen to these other voices, these false voices that tell us we're no good, he's forgotten about me, that is the lens that we look at life from then on. Something's got to change. Something has got to reach a place where we say, enough. But what happens far too often is we come to a place in life where we just resign ourselves. We just give up and say, this is the way it's going to be. And if we're not careful, here's what that does, is it makes us our own God, because we take the attitude, I guess I'm on my own. I guess I've got to come through. I guess it's all on me. And man, we were never meant to live life that way. We were meant to live life in that perfect fellowship. If you want to see what God intended for us, it's on the first pages of your Bible. It was Eden. It was perfection. It was a relationship, an intimate God that had afternoon walks with his son and daughter. That is what God created us for. We know that sin entered the world, and then it's a world at war and a world in chaos, and it's continued on, and that is our life right now. But we can still get some of that back. We can still gain that relationship as son and daughter back. And listen to me. I want you to hear words of power this morning. God is waiting for you to be who you are. That may not make sense. You say, wait a minute, he's wanting me to be who I am. Listen to me this morning. I know that sounds like the great theologian Popeye, I am what I am. But I want you to listen to this. He wants you to be who you are. See, he created you to be son or daughter. He wants you just to take that right, to believe that, to not listen to the voices anymore that say, wow, Lord, where are you? Have you forgotten me? Where are you at? I don't feel you anymore. I don't hear you. Where are you? He wants you to take your rightful place back as son or daughter. He wants to be intimate with you, have an intimate relationship. I want to challenge you this morning. If you're here this morning and you too, like David, are at a place where you would say, how long, O Lord, will you forget me? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? I'm going to challenge you to pray verse 3 to God. It says, consider and answer me, O Lord, my God. You see, I believe God is big enough on his throne today that even out of causing rain and all of the things he allows to happen and can control, I believe that he is big enough to take your anger, your disappointment, your loneliness, your hopelessness, and go to him and say, God, I don't feel you. By the way, he's not surprised you feel that way. He knows what you're thinking already. I want to tell you, I can't tell you how, but I believe there's freedom in acknowledging that. There is freedom in telling God, I feel alone. In fact, I believe he's big enough for you to say this, God, I'm angry at you. I'm mad at you. You've forgotten me. Where are you? Why is life so hard? He wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from you. A place to start is uttering one word, and that one word is Father. I believe this, my approach in thinking of the gospel is this, is that if you're humble enough through the name of Jesus and his sacrifice, his grace and mercy on the cross, to say Father, he won't let it be an empty call. He'll call back son or call back daughter. You don't believe me, maybe the bold prayers today say, Father, will you show me if that's right? If I call Father, will you call back son or daughter through the grace and mercy of Jesus? I believe he will for all people. When you say, oh man, you don't know what I've done. Doesn't matter. I know what was done on the cross that paid for that. So these agreements can be powerful, but would you pray, consider me, God, answer me. You see, some of us, life has been so hard that we've just quit asking. We've made the agreement that I'm all on my own, and that's just the way life is going to be. Can I read you the rest of the story? You see, here's why I love the Psalms so much. David writes a whole lot of them, and if you notice, and you'll see this week after week, and if we go week by week by the Psalms, you come a couple years from now, we'll still be in the Psalms. And here's what it says. David, over and over, will come to a pity party moment like we often have. And he'll say, my enemies are all around. God, where are you? Will you hide your face? You've forgotten me. Where are you at? And then it seems as if he has a moment of reflection, of coming to his senses and says, oh yeah, I know where you're at. By the way, I'll sing of your praises forever. I love you and you've always come through for me. And why would I forget? Right? It's okay to be in that place. It's okay to forget. But God is reminding today through his Holy Spirit that I have not left you. I have not forsake you. And listen to me, a personal love, son, daughter, I never will. You see, I want to challenge you this morning. You could have been in church your whole life and missed that. Right? You could have gone and feel like I gotta dress up. I gotta. Can I be honest where the I got is need? Everybody, I want you to do this. I want you to turn around, and this is a free commercial for Republic Services. I want you to turn around where you're at. Turn this way. There's a big blue box over there. It's called a dumpster, Republic Services. That's where you need to put the I got us. Get you nowhere. You see, what happens is it's already been done. The price has already been paid. All you got to do, man, is come to the Father and say, Father, through Jesus, I want to be your son or daughter. There's no magic prayer. There's no dance. There's no hoop you got to jump through. There's no special song we're going to get you to come up here and sing with Peyton and Tommy. There's nothing that you got to do except admit that you're at the end of yourself and say, God, I need you. I'm tired of going through this life alone, and I want to try this Jesus thing. I promise you it'll be the best decision you ever make. Listen to what David says, and this is from the Message as he goes on and he says, long enough, God, you've ignored me long enough. Listen to what he says at the end. This is so beautiful the way the Message puts this. I've thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I'm so full of answered prayers. Now, I'm a common guy, but here is what the word headlong means. With reckless haste. David came to the point at the end of himself where he said, God, where are you? Enemies are on every side, and by the way, they're laughing at me. David says that a lot. David was kind of a self-conscious guy. He said, they're all around, they're laughing, and by the way, God, they're laughing at you. They're saying you won't come through for me. And then he gets to the end of himself, and he says, you know what? I'm going headlong with reckless haste into the arms of my God. Can I be honest? I just feel led to the Holy Spirit to say this morning. Some of you may say, man, I don't believe that. In some of your situations right now, can I just ask in a real way, what have you got to lose? You've tried it your way, right? I've tried it my way. I want to tell you, His way is better. Coming to a place at the end of yourself and coming to a place where you just say, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to put myself headlong in the arms of God. I'm going to ask you to do something. Just bow your heads and close your eyes for a minute. There's a lot of things right now that life could have weighing you down. Bow your heads, close your eyes. Just, this is you and God. Don't be looking around. I feel led to this. This is kind of off script. Just listen to the Holy Spirit. There's cars passing by. There's a whole world out here that's busy doing other things. But yet, God has you here today in this circle, in this huddle, for a reason. Would you be bold enough to ask Him, God, what do you have for me today? Maybe it's something that I hadn't even talked about. Just ask Him real quick. Ask Him in your mind, God, what do you have for me? Why am I here today? Especially if this is your first time and you just wandered up. Why did I show up with these crazy people that are here today? Everybody look this way. I just keep hearing this word over and over. I wasn't planning this, but I just keep hearing this word over and over and over. And it's the word freedom. God wants to set some people free today. I can't tell you what that's about. That's between you and God. But if that's you and you're sitting there saying, God, what am I here for? Maybe it's freedom. Maybe it's freedom for the first time that you understand that, God, you do love me. You do care for me. You've not forsaken me. You are there. Maybe it's addiction that God wants you to be able to lay down today and say, God, that's no longer number one in my life. Will I struggle? Maybe, but you are going to be number one. Maybe it's hopelessness that you say, I have no hope. Maybe the freedom is in knowing that you don't have to handle it on your own. Maybe the idea is loneliness and you say, God, would you just put somebody in my life? Hello, you're here with a group of people that love you. You don't have to be lonely anymore. This is family. This is what God is doing here. We mean that. It's not just something we gloss over in prayer. We mean that this is family of God stuff that's going on here. I can't tell you what it is today, but I can just hear a word from the Holy Spirit, and it's freedom. Would you find it today? Anybody ever seen the movie Braveheart? Anybody ever seen that? That's a pretty awesome movie. It's Mel Gibson. He has a place where he just shouts it. Somebody said it. That's okay. Freedom, right? He yells it. Now, I won't spoil the rest of the story. We don't want to have all the moments that come in that freedom moment because it's pretty gruesome, and it doesn't end well for old William Wallace. It's history. You can look it up. But I do love the moment. Man, it would do nothing but just excite me to all in to have somebody in a way like that. Maybe in a physical way, but maybe even just in your heart to have that moment of just freedom, just to yell it out and say, man, I am free. I don't know from what, but I just hope you're free to experience the love of Jesus. I get asked this all the time. There's new people here, so I want to say this today. I have people ask when it's their first time, why are y'all here? Why are you doing this? Especially on a day like today, why would you come in the rain? It's to set the captives free, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to set the captives free. That's what the word says. And I want to tell you, I got no power in these hands to do it, or I would do the magic prayer or do a blessing over you or whatever. I could. But the only power that we have is we know the one that's got the power to bind up the brokenhearted and set the captives free. That's why we're here. We love you. We want to let you know that. We're going to do things like what we do and have food. We have it here every week. We have things that you can grab off the truck that we hope is a blessing for you throughout the week. But, man, it's so much bigger than a can of chicken. Chicken's good. I love chicken. But, man, the gospel's better. That's why we're here. That's why we would give something like that. That's why we would come out on a day like today. Amen. Man, I love you guys. I thank you for being here. I just want to pray God's blessings over you. After I finish praying, there's going to be some folks that will help you on the truck. Man, by the way, Jason and Wayne, you guys do so awesome on the truck. Thank y'all for that. They get that stuff ready for you guys. They're here every week and help serve you in that way. So thank them for doing that, all right? But they'll call out a number. They'll help you with that. I think we've got bags ready today since it's raining. You won't have to stand there as long. They'll give you a bag and take care of you in that way, okay? If you're here for the first time, they'll have somebody there to help you fill out just one piece of paper. You have to do that once a year. It's not an every week thing. And you'll get stuff, and hopefully that'll be a blessing to you as well. We'll be here next week again at 10:30. Hope you'll join us, okay? Let me say a prayer, and God bless you guys. Thank you for being here this morning. Father, the word I hear is freedom. And so I pray that today, whether we ever hear about it or not, I pray that you've set captives free, captives to sin, captives to addiction, captives to false voices, captives to addiction, captives to the voice that I'm no good, there's no hope for me. I pray that you offer freedom. The only way you can do that is through Jesus. We have no power on our own. And so I just pray, God, that you've moved today. I pray that you've spoken to hearts. You've spoken to mine. And so I thank you for that. Thank you for this family. Thank you for this time that you've given us just to be together. These physical things, I pray they're a blessing. But I pray even this week that as somebody opens up a box of cereal or something they've gotten off the truck, that it's not just taken care of physically. I pray that, God, you would use that spiritually to speak. Man, I love you. I'm here. I hadn't forgotten about you. In fact, I've put people in your life for family. God, we thank you for that. It's a gift from you. We thank you for your cross. Thank you for your grace and mercy that's found in Jesus there. We pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to say one thing before we start doing a prayer. I say this all the time about the family thing. I just want you to know, everybody that's here that you look at that serves in a line or that does something like that, we don't look at this as a one-way street. I want you to know that. Family's two-way, right? We get just as much of being part of this family as you do. All right. I want you to know that there is love in this circle. And so, man, hug somebody today. Love on them. Tell them that you love them. They'll tell you they love you back. We thank you for family. I say this in closing. Be bold enough today. If you say, man, I don't know about all this stuff, be bold enough. Just say, in Jesus' name, Father, and listen, I'm going to go and promise you, if you're bold enough to do it, he'll call back son or daughter. Trust me. Okay. Love you guys, man. Thank you for being here. They'll call out numbers back there.